With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Joyce Maynard lives in Keene, New Hampshire. She says it's a kind of Leave It to Beaver town, so she was surprised when a life-size knight in armor she bought at a yard sale was stolen from her doorstep.
That actually is rather untypical of Keene. I never lock my door, and I feel my number's listed. I feel very safe.
But then a cop knocked at her door.
And he says, I'm Officer Riddle of the Keene Police. I believe we found your knight in armor. Would you like to come with me?
Joyce Maynard, in pajamas and slippers, got into the squad car.
We drive about 3 blocks over to this office building that was pitch black, except there was one light shining in a window.
In that window, the silhouette of a knight in armor. The cop knocked at the door.
The officer says, we've come to report, to investigate a possible stolen knight. Would you let us in, please?
The hapless resident protested.
So we looked at the knight, and the guy said, but I've had him 5 years. I've got witnesses. My folks will tell you.
Maynard concluded the man was telling the truth. She still hasn't found the knight.
That's a very long way around of telling you what Keene, New Hampshire is like. The police remember your stolen knights.
In the benign setting of Keene, New Hampshire, Joyce Maynard wrote a grim and gripping novel based on the real-life Pamela Smart murder case. In her novel, To Die For, Maynard writes of an unscrupulous young woman who seduces a 15-year-old boy into murdering her husband.
What made this happen took place behind closed doors, and nobody was there but the two principals. And so I felt that my only way of seeing behind those doors was to recreate the scenes myself.
Joyce Maynard's novel, To Die For, was published by Dutton. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For years, Joyce Maynard has written about herself and her family as a syndicated columnist. She says, in a way, it was a relief to write about someone else in her recent novel, To Die For.
I had been going through some difficult times in my own life. I was going through a divorce. My mother had recently died of cancer, and I'd been taking care of her. And I really wanted to... I wrote the novel that I wanted to read.
To Die For is set in New Hampshire, the story of a ruthless young woman who works for cable TV.
She's the kind of a person that smiles only as long as the camera is pointing her way.
And talks in sound bites. A woman without a heart or moral core who seduces a 15-year-old boy and convinces him to murder her ordinary young husband. The tale is inspired by, but not directly about, the sensational Pamela Smart murder case. There are some 50 different voices telling the story.
I always really wanted to be an actress. I really performed these characters at my typewriter.
Maynard says she packed her 3 kids off to their father and began writing.
It's such a grim, dark, ugly situation and such a sort of scary set of characters that I don't think I would have wanted to immerse myself in those voices and those lives while my children were around.
Maynard says she finished the novel's first draft in less than a month.
I wrote in a very intense period of a matter of a few weeks.
She wrote fast because she wanted to find out what was going to happen.
And then I read it. In one sitting.
To Die For is a fast-moving, compelling novel by Joyce Maynard, published by Dutton. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a precocious young writer in the early 70s, Joyce Maynard dropped out of Yale to live with a reclusive author, J.D. Salinger, in New Hampshire. But if Salinger has secrets, they're safe with Maynard.
Forgive me, because my own life is pretty much of an open book, but I really don't talk about him. It was a long time ago. He's made his views known about his desire for privacy, and nobody who respected him would want to violate them.
Joyce Maynard worked as a youthful liberal commentator for CBS Radio and as a reporter for the New York Times. But her life changed after marriage and her first child.
It was only after my daughter Audrey was born, she's almost 14 now, that I saw that my days of jumping on planes, covering stories and interviewing, you know, Muhammad Ali in his training camp or some murderer in prison were over.
So Joyce Maynard created her own beat, writing about her own small world as a syndicated columnist.
I was living in a pretty isolated little farmhouse at the end of a long, dead-end dirt road in a small New Hampshire town, and who I spent my days with were children.
Over the years, thousands of her readers have written her, and Joyce Maynard is publishing a newsletter to reach them.
Many spoke of missing the column, and they themselves write such wonderful letters that I felt there was a need to not only to stay in contact with them, but for them to sort of hear each other's voices.
Joyce Maynard's most recent novel, To Die For, is a chilling account of a cold-blooded murder engineered by a depraved young woman who seduces a teenaged boy into becoming her accomplice. Dutton published To Die For by Joyce Maynard. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.